In January 2002, President Bush stepped before Congress to utter what some consider the most memorable and, some would argue, among the most controversial words of his presidency.
North Korea is a regime arming with missiles and weapons of mass destruction while starving its citizens. Iran aggressively pursues these weapons and exports terror while an unelected few repress the Iranian people's hope for freedom. Iraq continues to flaunt its hostility toward America and to support terror. States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
The axis of evil phrase was interpreted in many quarters as a call for regime change in Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. Some analysts say the presidential rhetoric, coupled with the 2003 invasion of Iraq and ouster of Saddam Hussein, fueled, rather than deterred, the nuclear ambitions of Iran and North Korea. Ken Katzman, a Middle East policy analyst at the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, says the reverberations from that phrase have been enormous.
What goes through my mind is the degree to which the so-called axis of evil has come back to haunt the United States. The so-called axis of evil is looming larger than it did when that speech was given. And maybe part of it is that some of these states, particularly Iran and North Korea, felt that if they're going to be designated part of an axis of evil, that may reflect an aggressive U.S. intention, and we need to speed up our programs.
North Korea's nuclear program was already well advanced, and Pyongyang had bragged about having a nuclear weapons capability. James Lilley, former U.S. ambassador to China and to South Korea, says the axis of evil designation and the invasion of Iraq changed nothing and just gave North Korea a pretext.
It gave the North Koreans a cause to say that the Americans invaded Iraq, therefore they will invade us, therefore we need the nukes. I can't comment on Iran, but I will say that the North Koreans have used this relentlessly, pounded at home, axis of evil, axis of evil, axis of evil. You called us a dirty name. We have insulted the pride of the great North Korean people. It's on your back, America. If you hadn't done this, maybe we wouldn't have blown off the nukes. Come on. They've been trying to do this, build these nukes for about 30 years.
James Dobbins, head of the RAND Corporation International Security and Defense Policy Center, agrees that North Korea was emboldened by U.S. rhetoric and action. But, he adds, Iran was at first more cautious and then speeded up its efforts and toughened its negotiating stance.
In the North Korean case, it clearly didn't slow them down. It either simply reconfirmed them in their course of action or led them to accelerate their efforts. In the Iranian case, I think it probably initially made them more cautious when it appeared that we might succeed in establishing a democratic and pro-Western Iraq. And then when it was clear we were not going to succeed, it emboldened them.
Iran continues to deny it wants nuclear arms, saying it only seeks peaceful nuclear energy. But the United States and other UN Security Council members seek to impose sanctions on Iran for what they believe are Tehran's nuclear weapons ambitions. John Calabrese, an analyst at the Middle East Institute and professor at American University, says the current situation in Iraq has had almost inherently conflicting effects in Iran and North Korea and on their nuclear programs.
It's almost contradictory. On the one hand, the situation in Iraq has contributed to the acceleration of those programs. On the other hand, what it's done is contributed to the mistrust or the pre-existing mistrust between the United States and those two regimes. I think it's going to be very difficult for the Bush administration to persuade either government that it's truly abandoned the regime change option. Even at the same time, when the United States seems to have lost the military capacity, at least, to produce those regime changes.
The United States has refused to hold direct bilateral talks with either North Korea or Iran on their nuclear programs because, analysts say, it believes that sitting down at the same table would confer some kind of legitimacy on the regimes in Tehran and Pyongyang. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.